The American Advertising Awards is the advertising industry's largest and most representative competition. It attracts 25,000 entries each year. And I am here today with Joshua Adams of Rock, Paper, Simple. My name is Jenna Reed. I've just joined your team, Joshua. It's been such an honor to work with you right out of the gate, you know, winning these awards. I hope that you could tell us, you know, what happened at the awards ceremony this past weekend, and what was it like as a founder to see your team collect these wins?
Yeah, it's always so much fun. First of all, really excited to have you on the team. It's been fun working together already, and you've been able to come to some of these things. So you have to experience firsthand the team celebrating their work. But I think what's really fun, we do these every year. We've been involved in the Addies ever since we started. Fingers crossed, knock on wood, we have won every year. And one of the reasons I love that is it lets the team take a step back and just breathe and go, yeah, okay, we did make some really cool stuff. As you know, in the marketing world, it's a race sometimes. And so we're always running around getting everything done for the clients, et cetera. And so being able to step back and go, yeah, we're really proud of some of this work is really refreshing.
I think it's exciting too, Joshua, to see Rock, Paper, Simple become a branding agency in the last, you know, 365 days. You're, you know, evolving as a company. You're in this next chapter. And these awards really speak to what you guys are so great at. What we're great at Rock, Paper, Simple is branding, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they do. I would say each of these are very strong branded pieces. You know, as you know, in January, we announced to the world we're a brand agency. That was in the making for over a year. And that was a big step for us to say, hey, we're going to lean into, we own brands. That's what we're good at. We're bringing those to life, doing the identity work, the positioning work, bringing it to life with the video and photo and the website. We're still doing a lot of those things everybody knows us around. But we're really leaning into the brand side of things. And I would say each of these had a component of that. Going down the list, our one we're really proud of is our RPS tour video. We call it the tour video because it was a really fun way to show off our office and showcase that. Just high energy. Every member of the team got involved with that one. We feature the studio. We feature our Nerf gun collection. There's a Nerf gun war battle right in the middle of it. And it's actually part of what makes that video fun. It's got a little bit of that humor aspect to it. And there's this really fun element to it where there's this like loop. So the video actually begin where it begins, it ends. But it's actually this kind of really cool dynamic. So that was really fun. We got a gold Addy for that. And I would say part of why I was so proud of that one was I had almost nothing to do with it. I literally showed up on the day of, I'll put it in quotes, as talent. I had no idea what they wouldn't tell me like what the theme was, what the plan was. They just said, no, just show up. Here's your lines. And I had some lines I had to cover. And you'll see in the video, I am featured, but I had no idea what I was getting myself into. So all of the creativity, the whole thing was their idea. I was very proud of that video.
Yeah, that's a great piece. And then brought in a gold Addy for the office tour video at Rock,
yes,
Paper, Simple, and then also brought in another gold Addy for BRPH.
Yes. So we built this really fun kind of microsite page for Third Space, which is one of their core offerings. And that one, they came to us and like, we want a page for this, but not just any page. And of course, when somebody says that, you're like, okay, well, tell me more. What can we do here? And it was definitely one of our more creative website projects we've had in a little while. It's one that we see mentioned a lot. I was just on a sales call the other day with somebody looking for a website, and they're like, yeah, that's the one we noticed. That one, that was the unique one of the list. And I think because it's so branded, it really is an experience. That one not only won a gold Addy, but it won best of website for the whole show.
That's fantastic. And of the awards that took place, of the awards that won gold, I mean, it really looks like Rock, Paper, Simple brought in like 20% of the gold awards that were even presented or more. How does that feel as a founder to be, you know, at this level?
Well, I'm proud of the team, right? And you've got to be creative. One thing that we notice every year in the Addies, and people ask me, well, why do you think mine didn't win, or why do you think I only got, you know, whatever level? And I'll weigh in, like, it's got to be different, right? What we would win gold Addies for 10 years ago is very different, right? It begins, all of a sudden, websites are much harder to win Addies for because, well, everybody's seen a website and they've seen most of those things. They're not unique anymore. Again, thinking back to what a GoDaddy we would have won for a website 10 years ago might look like, you have to try a lot harder now. And so to be able to maintain that and to consistently get golds and silvers every year is challenging. But I think it's more exciting for me as a founder, as I've taken that seat a little further back and let the team kind of run with these things. I'm involved a lot less. The RPH, I had nothing to do with that project. My team did that without me. And I think those are honestly the awards I'm more proud of when I see the team run with things, not only knock them out of the park, but then see them win awards for, right? So I mentioned the thing with the tour video. I didn't plan that. That wasn't my creative thing, but I'm really proud of it because the team pulled it off.
Right. And because you've really built the systems and processes, you've got this well-oiled machine in place so that creativity can take place. And at the same time, there's structure around what we do really well at Rock Paper Simple. I'd like to chat too about, you are entering the branding space. For some people, understanding the difference between brand and marketing, it's a little challenging. I just want a video, man. It's kind of sometimes the approach. Why branding? Why is it important? And I also want you to speak to Molinari Pools because I love that case study there. What is the difference? People can see the difference, but how do you put that into words?
Yeah, I mean, the brand is all comes down to the story you want to tell, right? And so when you look at marketing, at the grand picture of all the different components of marketing, branding is one of those components. And it's typically the first, it's the beginning. It's before I do everything else, before I do my outreach and I do my advertising and I do all the other steps, what message am I telling? And I've always loved the messaging part of it. I've always loved the brand part of it. I didn't even realize it, but early days, one of the reasons we were so successful was because we were good at branding for ourselves, and we're good at translating others' brands to their websites. Because when we launched, we were just a website company. That's all we did was build websites. If I were to look back, our big thing was we build marketing-focused websites. And the funny thing is, I would change it. I would say we build brand websites. It's probably what I would have said with what I know now, right? Having learned more about marketing over the last 12 years, that was a big thing for us early days. Is we were just really good at that. And as we were looking at, hey, as we grow and as marketing evolves, and you really need to be able to focus in on a niche to be excellent, we said, what is it that we're best at? And we really felt like building the brands, positioning them, and then bringing them to life was what we were best at.
Absolutely. And we live in the Space Coast of Florida, and one in nine people is a degreed engineer. And so when we talk about marketing and branding and what is the ROI, we're not talking about something that's a nice to have. I think that's sort of the
Right.
educational hurdle that we have here just locally, right? That's not the conversation in Miami or in Orlando for that. But this is a need to have thing. This is about revenue. This is about really taking a business into its next 3 to 5 years. How does that work for Molinari Pools? What was that like for you to work on the project?
That was a really fun project. That one, they were at an inflection point. They're at a pivotal moment where they said, "Hey, we really want to position ourselves a certain way in the market." They're a family-owned business. Son had taken over relatively recently, within a couple few years. They were wanting to really position as that high-end luxury choice, the go-to for, "I want the best. Okay, this is where I'm going to go." And their brand at the time didn't reflect that. The brand looked like a family business, and that was fine. That was what they were. But they had evolved and grown much, much beyond that. And they wanted, when people looked at it, to go, "Yes, I see quality. That reflects to me." And frankly, it was a little difficult at the beginning to draw that out of them and say, "Okay, what are we actually trying to look like?" There was a lot of inspiration around luxury cars, around anything high-end luxury brand. How do we accomplish that, but also really lean into the fact that we are still a family business and the Molinari name and that M are important. And so that was what we came up with this beautiful logo, this hot, classy high-end logo, and then build a brand around that, whether that reflected in the typography choices, the messaging choices, how that was reflected on the website, in videos, on their vans, on their trucks. One of my favorite parts about that brand was actually the tagline we came up with, which is "Love people, love pools." And it reflects on their commitment to their clients, to their staff, to their community. It's a faith-based, in terms of the ownership, is very faith-based. Their core values all have scripture related to them. And so they wanted to capture that, hey, we want to love on our community, love on people. How do we capture that in a tagline that still works? And so that love people, love pools thing was, frankly, probably one of my most proud taglines to come up with. And it's been very cool to watch as that rebrand occurred a few years ago, and to watch them get into pool building and start to sell six-figure plus pool deals, and to start to really build upon that. That foundation of the brand was all framework for where they were going.
So brilliant. And that's what I'm all about, Joshua. I'm really so proud to be a part of Rock Paper Simple and where you're at, and just to be, tangentially associated with those types of evolutions is really exciting. Is there anything else that you're looking forward to in 2025 that folks should know about at Rock Paper Simple and elsewhere?
I think as we lean into the branding, we're going to be able to tell more stories, and I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to allowing our team to focus on what they're best at, telling more of these stories. I mean, a good example of that, and we hit on the two golds, but one of the silvers was a construction company, and it was their anniversary video. And you had decades and decades in business, and they wanted something that really had an emotional tug on it. And this was more, it was used to dual purpose. One was for internal purposes, but also externally to show the longevity of the company, the strength of that company for kind of their business development side. And I tell you, the beautiful video, it won silver. But not my favorite feedback we got on it was with the CEO of the company. He approached my team at an event and said, "There's a problem with the video." And of course, they're freaking out because this was a monster video. I mean, this was, I think, 4 or 5 days on filming. It was a monster video. And of course, they're thinking, "Oh no, this isn't a video you just go reshoot, right? You're on job sites. It's And he says, "Yeah." He goes, "There's a problem." He goes, and he took him to the side even to freak him out. And he's like, "Yeah, it's making everybody on my team watch it cry." And of course, that was a good thing. It was a good thing. It was telling a really good story. And I think that's important. Like, these things we're making matter, whether they matter for the bottom line, they matter for the culture of the organization, the positioning of that brand. Like, they make impact. Another really fun one we got a silver for was Price of Glory as a logo. It was a logo for a video game. How often do you get to do that? I mean, the team was so excited when we got that. But they needed that logo because they were rushing to go to market, and they needed it, and they couldn't launch their game until we had their logo. So what we do is impactful, and it helps other people achieve the purposes they've set out to do. So I'm excited to see what purposes we achieve this year.
Thanks for your time. Really appreciate you. And
Thank you.
congratulations, Joshua.
Thanks so much.